This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. It's a little like a reality TV contest, but in fact, it's real life, and we're calling it Dear Amazon. Cities and towns across the U.S. and Canada are competing to host the giant online retailer's second corporate headquarters. The grand prize, 50,000 high-paying jobs. Inside Massachusetts, the state's engine of growth, Boston, is the odds-on favorite. But about a dozen other municipalities across the state are planning to submit bids of their own before next week's deadline. WBUR's Bostonomics team fanned out to find out what some of these rival cities and towns will present to Amazon.
I'm Bruce Gellerman.
I'm Asma Khalid.
And I'm Zininjor Enwemeka. So I spent some time in Worcester, and I met Tim Murray. Mm-hmm. As you both know, he's the former lieutenant governor and the former mayor of Worcester. He's now the head of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, and he's working on the city's bid for what Amazon is calling HQ2.
Well, I went to New Bedford. Mayor John Mitchell is, of course, a big booster of the historic Whaling Seaport City. I spoke to him, and Asma, you went to a historic city, too.
I did. I went up to Lawrence to hear from Mayor Dan Rivera, who's actually planning on joining forces with a few other cities, North Andover, Methuen, Andover, and Haverhill, for this collective bid. So we had this idea to ask all three reps. Imagine that we are Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos. Make your best elevator pitch.
Yeah.
And here we go. We'll start with Dan Rivera in Lawrence.
I guess I would say location, location, and workforce. You couldn't be any closer to the Boston market and the southern New Hampshire and southern Maine markets. And we have the best workforce with an immigrant work ethic. You can get them to do hard work at a living wage. It'd be great for the business.
New Bedford is a place where you can have your cake and eat it too. In a time when much of America is moving into cities, we offer urban living, but without things like big city gun violence, without traffic, and with a low cost of living. And we've got one of the premier commercial sites in the Northeast ready to go.
Well, I think Jeff Bezos understands full well that what drives the innovation and success is brain power. It's having that intellectual capital and capacity, and Worcester has that. 12 colleges and universities just in Worcester and in Central Mass with close access to Greater Boston area and Western Mass.
Hey, it's Bruce. And standing outside New Bedford City Hall, Mayor John Mitchell details why he thinks his hometown stands out from the pack.
Among other reasons, we've got a fantastic site, probably a better site than anywhere in the Northeast, for starters.
What is that? What are the attributes of that?
It's on a greenfield site on a municipal golf course. It's over 100 acres. It sits at the intersection of two major highways. It has direct freight rail access right to the property. It sits a half mile from our regional airport, which just got FAA approval for full commercial air service, full utilities, tremendous views of all of southeastern Massachusetts, including all the way out to Martha's Vineyard. It's a fabulous, fabulous site. And if it's not Amazon, that'll be knocking on the door to be somebody else.
I'm Zininjor, and I'm here in Worcester with Tim Murray. And we're standing in downtown right now at the Worcester City Square Project. So, Tim, why Worcester?
Knowing innovation is the hallmark of what Amazon's all about, Worcester was just recognized by the Public Policy Institute and TechNet as one of the top 10 emerging startup cities in the country. So we know that oftentimes the larger companies want to be in and around the startup community because of the idea generation that takes place, as well as the business formation when you're seeing UMass Medical School growing at WPI, you know, one of the top schools in the country in engineering and innovation, growing and expanding. National companies like Amazon want to be around that ecosystem of creativity. We've got that in abundance here.
Hey, this is Asma. The Lawrence Merrimack Valley bid has a few specific properties in mind, including an old Lucent Technologies plant in North Andover called Osgood Landing. And when I asked Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera why Amazon should pick this site for a second headquarters, he points to the region's industrial history.
If Lawrence was the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution in the Commonwealth, there's no reason why we can't be the birthplace of the next generation industries. Again, we go back to the location and the workforce. The biggest lift for the money. You're going to have the biggest space, the better overhead costs. We'll put them up against any other place in the Commonwealth.
One thing I want to ask is you mentioned location. And I'm thinking here in Lawrence, I did see the commuter line stop there. But beyond that, how do you compete when it comes to transportation?
Well, the amount of gridlock that we have around here is less than any other place, even if you're looking at Worcester and the South Shore. We have great parking at the community rail stops, too. There's one in Haverhill, there's one in Lawrence. You know, the MVRTA, the Merrimack Valley Regional Transit Authority, I'm the chair. We would bend over backwards to make sure that they can get their workers to work and home.
It's Zinnan Jorgen. In Worcester, Tim Murray feels he has no shortage of selling points. But is Amazon itself really a desirable corporate citizen? All right, Tim, why Amazon?
Well, I mean, Amazon, I think, is the hallmark of kind of the disruptive technology and changes that are taking place. And I think it's important that we embrace that change and try to create jobs and opportunity. And Amazon, Jeff Bezos, has built companies on talent. And when you're looking for that access, that attentiveness, you're going to get it in Worcester, that customer service that they wouldn't get in other cities.
So you think you got a pretty good chance here?
Hey, we got a puncher's chance.
Mayor John Mitchell says New Bedford has a good shot, too, but he doesn't want to oversell the city to Amazon.
No city in America or Canada will be able to check every one of Amazon's blocks. What we have here in New Bedford is a lot of the things any major corporation would ask for.
How would you sweeten the deal? What would you do to really make this thing?
We have municipally owned land. We'd probably entertain the idea of selling it at a below market price. And then there are, you know, things like utility connections and other things that where the city could help out as well.
Back in Worcester, Tim Murray agrees that low housing prices would be a sweet selling point for Amazon.
To say, look, do I want to be paying $60, $70, $80 a square foot in Cambridge and Boston where I could be paying $20 or $30 in Worcester and invest that money into my product or into my employees and stay in Massachusetts and have access to all that it has to offer? Worcester, again, is that high-quality, lower-cost alternative. So we think we can make a compelling case.
Dan Rivera, how will you sweeten the deal? And you know what I'm talking about.
If you want to have a great life experience, you want your people to work here because you can get a tee time in southern New Hampshire, get on the golf course. Your people can have homes in Andover, North Andover, Methuen. Nice homes and good educational infrastructure. We can give you the urban environment with the suburban support systems.
All right. Amazon highlights the fact that they want bold ideas. What is so creatively bold in your mind about the location or the sites that you are thinking about?
If we're talking about rebuilding America's industrial base, getting jobs back here, this is where you're going to do it. You're going to knock it out the park. You're going to show other businesses that, hey, if we invest in places like Lawrence, it will make a huge difference in people's lives. I get the sense from their proposal that they're not really sure what they want. You know, that's a great place for us to be because we can just show them.
So, Tim, what's your big, bold idea for Amazon?
Well, I'm not going to tip the city's hand, but I think we're going to ask them to think of the city of Worcester as their entire campus. And being in Worcester, New England, really is your oyster, as they would say.
Well, all the Massachusetts cities and towns we spoke to say they have something special to offer Amazon, but we'll give the New Bedford Mayor, John Mitchell, the last word.
I think it's an interesting time to be in New Bedford. So New Bedford is the largest commercial fishing port in the United States. In addition, New Bedford is about to become the launching pad for the American offshore wind industry. Amazon cares a lot about renewables. It cares a lot about the marine space. This is a place to make those connections, we think. And so that's one of the many things that's unique about us.
Mr. Mayor, thank you.
How'd I do?
Well, Mayor, that's for Amazon to decide. John Mitchell is mayor of New Bedford. We also heard from Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera and Tim Murray from the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Our story was reported by WBUR's Asma Khalid, Bruce Gellerman, and Zeninjor and Wemeka, and produced by WBUR's George Hicks. There's much more reporting on Amazon's HQ2 search on our Bostonomics page at our website, WBUR.org.